The time is 8:55 here on Illinois Public Media. Time for our first commodities market report of the day. Let's say good morning. Good morning, Logan Kimmel with Roach Ag Marketing in Naperville.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Quite an active morning and overnight session here in the grain markets as we have December corn up 5, November soybeans down 10, December Chicago wheat up 8, and December Kansas City wheat up 2. As we jump to the news, geopolitical conflict continues to dominate the headlines as last week's pro farmer crop tour cast doubt on the U.S. corn production. Russia and Ukraine continue to attack each other over the weekend, which keeps worries over grain exports from the Black Sea pretty well heightened. Meanwhile, the White House has threatened an economic D-Day against Iran. In combination with that, Treasury Secretary Sent is scheduled to announce new measures against Iran this afternoon. President Trump vowed to roll out the greatest financial offensive ever against Iran. Obviously, Iran has vowed to retaliate against any new measures. So that's what's pushing, I believe, the wheat and the energy markets here this morning. More tied to the corn and beans was the pro farmer crop tour estimates here out on Friday. Following their four-day tour of 3,000-plus fields across seven states, the tour found crop conditions very variable, particularly for the corn market. National corn estimate was at a 173.2 bushel per acre, and for soybeans, it was a 53.3. For comparison, the USDA is currently at a 180.7 on corn and a 52.7 on soybeans. So as well with that, the StoneX survey earlier this month was at a 184.8 and a 53 on the soybeans. That really alludes to and demonstrates the wide variability in the corn estimates, but pretty consistent on the soybeans. So the pro farmer yield estimates are more useful here for comparison to prior years of their own tour versus how they compare to the USDA year over year. This year, their corn yield estimate is lower than their 2024 and 2025 estimates, but above their 2023. The soybean yield estimate is slightly above last year, but below 2024. Other headline news, the USDA reported multiple flash sales on Friday. U.S. exporters sold 712,000 metric tons. That's about 26 million bushels of soybeans to China for the 26-27 marketing year. They also sold 720,000 metric tons, another 26 million bushel of soybeans to unknown destinations for the delivery of the same time period. And finally, they sold 205 metric tons, or about 8 million bushels of corn, to unknown destinations for the 26-27 marketing year. Those are pretty sizable sales that have come across the export screen. That might have provided a little strength here in the corn market today. So as we look to the markets, the big mover being in the corn, how does this corn market react to a lower, substantially lower estimate that came out on Friday? Does that put the brakes on any producer selling on fears of maybe a shorter crop? Does that also drive speculators to continue to build their very net record, almost not quite net record, long corn position? And on the soybean side, with a pretty average looking yield, maybe to above average, do they lay off on the buying on the soybeans? That's what we're going to be watching here this week. Logan Kimmel, Roach Ag Marketing, Naperville.